Our special segment tonight is a fresh look at the series of murders in Atlanta.
Aaron Jackson Jr. was among the youngest, only 9 years old.
Funeral services were held today for 15-year-old Joseph Bell, the 24th victim in Atlanta's child slayings.
It's just a tragic, horrible nightmare that we're going through.
In Atlanta, another body was discovered today, the 23rd. Larry Rogers, a 21-year-old black man, last seen getting into a green car near his home, March 30th.
Ruby Jeter was 14. We're not in a position today to make an arrest. Timothy Hill, 13. Patrick Baltazar, 11.
There are cases in history that have gone on much longer than this has.
For almost 2 years, the bodies have kept coming out of Atlanta's rivers and woods. The killer? There was a handful of sketches. No one the same. No one certain to be the person police want.
She also claims that the killer, who is black and used to live in Miami, says that he delivered some of the children to whites to be killed.
They don't know how or where or even how many of the black victims may have been killed by the same person. At Police Task Force headquarters, there are 27 faces on the wall, 26 murdered, one missing.
Wayne Williams' attorneys asked the court for any prosecution evidence that might clear him. The prosecution said there was none. Judge Clarence Cooper agreed to study everything the prosecution had. 2 months later, after personally reviewing files of the Special Police Task Force, Judge Cooper turned over volumes of material to the defense. Nowhere was there any mention of an investigation into possible Ku Klux Klan involvement in the murders. But 9 months before, a handful of Atlanta police officers and GBI agents had begun a top-secret Klan probe known as the 8100 file. According to the file, then-GBI Director Phil Peters ordered it kept secret, even from the task force, for fear that, quote, if the intelligence leaked out, it would possibly cause a race riot, end quote.
A half dozen of the cases may be isolated, unrelated homicides. The victims found near home, killed perhaps by family or friends. But somewhere in the city of Atlanta, there is a person who has killed 15 or 20 boys and young men.
I'm not sure the person is not abducted, not kidnapped, not snatched off the street at that particular time, but is willingly going with somebody for something, at least at the instance they get in the car.
Larry Marshall, convicted in the past of robbery, forgery, and running a house of prostitution, lived in this house in the backyard of downtown Atlanta. For several weeks, undercover FBI agents and police have been watching the house and this one a few blocks away. Both reportedly have been hangouts for young teenage boys who police think came here to exchange sex with men for money.
Ruby Jeter was 14.
Children he's seen in the neighborhood. Among them, 13-year-old Timothy Hill, 11-year-old Patrick Baltazar, and 15-year-old Joseph Bell. 62-year-old Tom Terrell, who has been convicted 4 times of sex offenses. On March 12th, the day before he was reported missing, Timothy Hill spent the night at Terrell's house.
He was here on 12th, but he's supposed to come back on the 13th, and that was my birthday.
They didn't come back?
He didn't come back. Yeah, if he did, I didn't see him, and haven't seen him since.
Last week, Timothy Hill's body was recovered from a river. He was murder victim number 21. Tom Terrell is being questioned by police. Lee Brown, head of the special task force, denies that sex is a significant factor in the child murders.